to the mix files. You know who that is. At least you know who put it together. Vig Wig is our guest this week on the mix files. And it's a fun one. The Mix Files features an interview with a Mixposure.com artist each week and premieres it on Saturday Night Rocks on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com. Saturday Night Rocks airs from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight. Each Saturday night, of course. Stop by and join the program if you're not already with us. It's simple, it's painless. Just the facts. Vig's got the touch, doesn't he? I'm going to shut up and let the song finish playing because I'm going to be talking over the rest of it at the end, but you'll get to hear the whole thing combined. We appreciate you tuning back in. This is The Mix Files. I'm Cooter, your host and most appreciative other person. Not the only one. Have yourself some fun. Sit back, kick up your shoes, kick up your feet. Take off your shoes. Leave your feet on, though. Let's listen to Vig.
Well, you know, when I was little, for some reason, my next oldest brother called me Vig.
Uh-huh.
And it eventually evolved to Vigwig.
Yeah.
And it was intended to be a dig at me, but I embraced it and it became me.
Uh-huh.
And that's a nickname I've had for probably 55 years, off and on.
Yeah.
And it's the reason he picked Vig was because it combined so well with other
pretty much everything.
Hazing words.
Yeah.
Like Vig Stain was one of his favorite ones. Which had something to do with skin marks. My sister was Les Hag. Her name was Leslie.
Uh-huh.
And we called her Les Hag, kind of like Popeye, the sea hag.
Uh-huh.
And L-E-S goes very well with everything else that's derogatory.
So y'all was after derogatory stuff about each other, were you?
Yeah. And my oldest brother was nearly impenetrable. Except when we called him Lover Boy, and he just as soon slug us as look at us. We had to run when we said that.
Sounds like y'all had a lively crew, Vig.
We did. Mom, one time somebody got into Mom's chocolate cake, and she lined us all up and said, "Open your mouth. I'm gonna see who ate my chocolate cake," and it was my sister. She still had chocolate all in her teeth.
Uh-huh.
So she got in trouble.
Yeah.
That kind of backfired on her, though, because she said, "Okay, now I want you to clean up. You clean up here, and you clean up here, and you clean up here, and you clean up here." And when we were finished, she lined this all up and says, "Well, now," she had a dustpan full of dirt, "I'm going to mess it all up again, just so you can see why I get so mad when you guys do that to me after I clean up the house." So she put all the dirt around, and I said to her, "Mommy, you didn't put any dirt on mine."
You were asking for it, man.
Well, I was a little kid. I don't even remember saying it.
No clouds go by, no stars are playing, only fireflies in the still night air. Last bird asleep, no need for flying, nothing so deep as a moonlit night. Way up high, a velvet sky. Thank you. church bells chime, loneliness fades, silent room, quiet room. Way up high, velvet sky.
How did you get started making music, Vig? What, I mean, first of all, when did you put together your first tune?
Well, it was I think 2009.
Okay.
August 2009, I think was the event.
And
the exact time.
And what got you? What was it that made you decide you were going to start doing that?
Well, my hobby is collecting old music, and I mean collecting old music, not the records, not the albums, not downloading everything from the net I can get, but music. Mm-hmm. And I listen to so many good things, and I thought I would just like to make some oldies. And I made some really unique fusion.
When you first started doing anything?
Yes, I have one of them.
When you say fusion, what do you mean?
Fusion is several styles put together.
Uh-huh.
As I understand it.
Okay, well, I'm asking you what it, you know, how you perceive it.
Well, I was listening to a song and listening to it as I made it, and I said, well, it needs something else. It's too much of that loop or direction.
I got you.
It is boring. It's monotonous.
Yes.
And so I started making real wild music.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was...
Now, when you say you started making real wild music, are you talking about pulling loops in from places and adding them in? Or are you talking about getting a guitar out and banging on it in strange ways? Or what are you talking about?
I'm talking about nothing for me. I have my grandfather's old 32-hole harmonica here, and I can't play it.
It sounded like you played it just then.
Yeah, but it sounds like an amateur. And
so you're talking about loops?
I knew I heard about things that could make music, and I bought a copy of Music Studio 7.
Uh-huh.
And it had a pile of loops in it.
Uh-huh.
And most of my first stuff is made from strictly that content CD from Music Studio 7. It's full of shadows, this life of mine. One voice melts in my ears, turns me into jello.
Baby steps.
I try not to stare, is she really there? I open up my heart, now it feels free.
Baby steps.
She was always there, ooh, does she even care? Walk through that door, wouldn't be around no more. It was a SpongeBob day.
Gotta take baby steps. Gotta take baby steps. Baby steps.
Ooh. Baby step.
baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Baby steps. Gotta take baby steps. Baby steps.
Ooh, baby steps.
Gotta take baby steps. Gotta take baby steps.
One time when we went to the States, I got a fake ink spill at Woolworths.
Uh-huh.
And I kept it hidden for about 6 months.
Yeah.
And then one day was the right day, and Mom came walking through the living room, and I put it down, and I said, "Look, Ma, somebody spilled some ink here." And without breaking stride, she said, "Well, clean it up." Kept on going.
You saved it for all that long to wait for just the right moment, and you got it out, and it just kind of fizzled, huh?
Yeah, it was the last time I did that.
Yeah. Maybe if you had a big pile of rubber dog poop or something, maybe that would have got her attention more.
Well, we've got her. She said one time when we were all grown, she said, mostly teenagers,
uh-huh,
she said, "Just once I would like to get a lemon meringue pie to the table with all the meringue still on it." Because she would hide them up in the top of the cabinet. We'd uh-huh find them. Uh-huh. She'd hide behind some popping pans down in the bottom of the cabinet. We'd find them.
Yeah.
Everywhere she hid them, we found them.
I'll be. Well, that's a kind of a fun memory, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it my mom has a crack for those when we, she said, "If I'd known you were going to bring it up for 40 years after that, I never would have said it." I wrote, "It's not all about you, about me."
Okay.
It's not all about you and the things that you do. You talk too much, even though you can.
You want to touch.
You want to do a lip plant. It's not all about you. You want people to listen and laugh with you. No, you are rude. Oh, fool, careful you. Nobody hurts like you do. Pain must be yours. And listen to your rule.
Isn't all about you.
this is about you and your music and how you put the music together and how you found exposure and how you started doing online, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I have some sore stories for you then.
I bet you do, man. I just know this is going to be a big time. I just know it is. I have fun with every one of these things that I do. We didn't get to do some things beforehand that I usually do, so let me do that now. Give me some, you know, I want Milking Camels to be included in your mix files. And
fine.
Go ahead.
Fine.
Okay. And that's the only one that I'll say, but and I'll need to get that from you again. I don't know what's happened. I've lost some files in my in that folder.
It's on the it posted.
It's okay, then I'll just get it from I'll just go back and get it then.
I posted it just because you liked it.
I do like it. I there hadn't been anything that you put up there that I didn't enjoy, but I just keep coming back to that one. For some reason, I just keep coming back to it. I just love it.
The story is that I wrote it and sang it and posted it on Looperman, and Anomaly Jones reviewed it, and she said some of the things that were later incorporated into the song.
Uh-huh.
And I answered her, did a reply to her. Her review, and Caliph, his name is nickname is Caliph Ken.
Uh-huh.
And someone else, I don't remember who the other one was. They said, "Oh, you got that's cool. You got to remix it with those comments in it." And so that it has don't. I don't want to see this on Camels Gone Wild. We don't want to lose our PG rating. Anomaly Jay mentioned something about Camels Gone Wild, and then she wasn't on to see what happened there. And I put that line in there about it. And don't worry about don't pay attention to the cows with union udders. And that was another comment that came up.
Yeah.
And let me see, what else was there?
Don't try this at home.
Yeah, don't try this at home. These are trained professionals.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about a man named Jed. The guy could hardly keep his family fed. Come upon an idea late one night, milking camels in the pale moonlight. Pulled up a stool before the sun came up, squirted that camel's milk into a tin cup. Before long he was milking away. He's in charge of a big corporation, they say. Tug, 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 work, work. Moonlight, moonlight. Whoa there, don't look for this video on Camels Gone Wild. We don't want to lose our PG rating, child. Hey there, 15 camels, no waiting. Beware of those camels with uni udders. Please don't try this at home. These are trained professionals. Will you look at that moon? Woo-wee! No, not that one, you imbecile.
Okay, let's milk 'em, boys.
Do you know Miss Othmar?
I don't. The name does not ring a bell.
Charlie Brown's teacher?
Oh, you mean the cartoon Charlie Brown?
Yes.
Now I know who you're talking about.
The one that goes, wah, 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 wah,
yes.
Wah, wah.
Yes.
Well, I have a new tune-up since yesterday or the day before. Or the day before that. I don't know. Time all runs together.
Uh-huh. Does for me, too.
It filled my desire to make a Miss Othmar tune.
Okay. Which one is it?
It's called Reprimanded, featuring Slap Johnson on alto sax as Miss Othmar.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
That's cool. A lot of ideas for songs and just a whole lot of things come from the chat room, don't they, when you're hanging out in the chat room?
Yeah, like stepping on Mr. P's roses.
Uh-huh.
I gave Kalo a rose, and he gave her four roses, and I, as a...
Now, when you're talking about giving her roses, you're talking about those little icon things in the chat room, right?
Yeah,
And
I said something like, I'm going to step on Mr. P's roses. He's making me look bad, having too many roses for Kalo.
Uh-huh.
And that came about, that's how that came. I have Parkinson's, and my speeches is pretty bad. I can't even talk much or sing.
my speech is pretty bad too, and I don't have any excuse.
Well, I blame everything on Parkinson's.
I hear you.
And anyway, I stepped on Mr. P's roses, and that fee fi fo fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Uh-huh.
The next line is supposed to be, be he alive or be he dead, I'm going to grind his bone to make my bread. That's one of my dad's favorite funny sayings.
Must step on roses.
Oh, Mr. P is not gonna like that happening to his roses. Oh, Mr. P. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'm gonna step on his roses. Oh, roses! I don't know no Fifi. Maybe a foo-foo, but I don't know no Fifi.
There's a good little story about tartar sauce, too.
What is it?
That's what SpongeBob says when he wants to say, damn it. He says, He says tartar sauce instead.
Uh-huh.
That's the clean damn. I made it for my granddaughter because she likes that one.
She likes the tartar sauce one?
Yeah.
It started in the middle of a SpongeBob day.
Tartar sauce!
Seeing nothing was going my way. It started when my feet hit the floor.
Tartar sauce!
My alarm clock didn't work no more.
Tartar sauce!
Dog jumped in the bed with me. Commenced to slobbering in my face.
Tartar sauce!
Noticing he'd hiked his leg on a potted plant. Got up and let him out just in case.
Tartar sauce!
Somebody had mowed our yard. Some ladies were watching me.
Tartar sauce!
I was stumbling all over the place.
Tartar sauce!
They thought I would fall down hard.
Tartar sauce! Tartar sauce! Tartar sauce!
People work as hard for me, putting me into a SpongeBob song. Cause I was behaving erratically. My Parkinson's made me into a drunk.
Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce.
There was a skit on the old Ernie Kovacs show featuring three guys dressed in monkey costumes. Nairobi Trio.
Nairobi Trio.
Nairobi Trio.
Nairobi Trio.
They played Solfeggio by Robert Maxwell. And the member standing used the middle player's hat for drums, bringing forth a slow burn.
Slow burn.
It was funny, very funny. They performed like robots, except when the third monkey broke a vase over the first monkey's head.
First monkey's head.
No one said anything. But if they had, they would have said,
ow! Ow! Ow!
Thank you. No one said anything, but if they had, they would have said,
ow, ow, ow,
stop banging on my head.
Banging on my head! banging on my head.
Stop 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 banging on my head.
Nairobi Trio.
Nairobi Trio.
Nairobi Trio.
That did it.
Well, that's another story.
Well, that's a story I want to hear. I want to hear how you found Mixposure.
Well, I was on Looperman.
Uh-huh.
And every now and then I would see a post by Dex D that he was in chat.
Yeah.
And one of the times I saw that, and it was just moments after he posted it, and I went there, and I ended up at Dex D's hip-hop show.
Okay. He was doing that on, wasn't he doing that Saturday mornings?
Yes, at like 8 or something like that, real early.
Yeah, because he's in China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I sent him, while his show was going, I sent him a couple of tunes to play. Taking into account that his show was about hip-hop music and I didn't have any.
Yeah.
And so I finally wrote a hip-hop song, and that's another story.
Uh-huh.
Dex D and Butcher Spank and I were in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
Just bouncing things off each other, some funny things.
Yeah.
And from that exchange, I heard a song that sounded like the singer said something about an alligator butt.
I know which one this is.
And so I started making some comments about alligator butt in the room. And that's why the song says, Butcher, don't spank me, you will thank me. It was about Butcher Spank.
Uh-huh.
And there wasn't anything about Dexty in it. He just had it. And that whole thing came from a Saturday morning in the Dex D show where I made that up.
Tonight.
She got that alligator butt. Better keep your barn door shut. When she gets out of full grip, homie, it's time to abandon ship. Butcher spanked her tonight. The death row held on tight. She cried, "Don't spank me, Butcher, you will thank me." He spanked her with all his might. The alligator butt cried tonight. Her alligator butt could make a closet full of boots. Now all she does is shake. Butcher and the devil are in cahoots.
Butcher! Don't bait me!
Alligator butt. The alligator butt cries tonight.
Pharrell Jackson, I got him to collab with me on Quiet Moon and Redneck from Dimebox.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what? Redneck from Dimebox is probably one we should play in there. That is a really cool tune.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they're on my channel at YouTube. There's a bunch of them there. Just for... more
now, Dimebox is a real town, isn't it? Yes. Don't I remember you telling me that?
Yes, it is. And if you look at the video of it, there are pictures taken all around Dimebox.
Uh-huh.
And I took a picture of the Dimebox school. I forget what they're called, the bulls or the bisons or something.
Yes.
And I took a picture of the road sign, and I also have a picture of the road sign of Old Dimebox.
Uh-huh.
Because it moved years ago, and the people that stayed in the old place called their town Old Dimebox, and New Dimebox moved to Dimebox.
Thank you. makes his trip to the feed store. It's old Bob Rattle Trap. Back window has a gun rack with an umbrella sitting in it. Gonna buy a lottery ticket.
Been listening to The Mix Files, and we appreciate that you have. Our guest this week has been Vigwig. Vig is our Wednesday night DJ here on Mixstream Radio from Mixposure.com. He has a show as unique as himself and his music. Catch it sometime if you've never listened. It's fun. And we appreciate you tuning in. Mixstream Radio, Mixposure.com, each Saturday night for Saturday Night Rocks, which airs usually from 8 p.m. to midnight, Eastern Standard Time, U.S. And we have Mix Files. We have Blues at 11. We have Tech Talk. We have all kinds of groovy stuff. Not to mention killer music, new tunes, Mixposure classics, you name it, it's here. I'm Cooter. We appreciate you. Hope you've enjoyed Vig's Mix Files. Let's listen to Vig. Thank you.
The Mix Files, number 20.